We're talking today with Scott Sanford, Extension Outreach Specialist, University of Wisconsin-Madison, Division of Extension in the College of Agricultural and Life Sciences, and I'm Adam Wigger. Scott, as we're coming up on the colder season, what do we need to think about when comparing heating fuels?
Well, if somebody wants to change fuels from one source to the other, it's not just a straight gallons for gallons because they all have different energy contents. So the likely one is that people want to go from say heating oil or propane to wood. And it's going to depend on the type of wood you use as to the energy content that you'll get out of it, and also the efficiency of the appliance you do, whether it's a fireplace or a wood stove or a furnace.
Absolutely. So what do we need to think about when we're choosing a device?
Well, one is if it's going to fit your needs. So if you go to wood, you have to remember it's going to have to be stoked on a regular basis. You're going to have to fill it up with wood. You're going to have to get a wood supply or cut your own. So you have to have time and equipment and stamina to do it.
Fair enough. What kind of safety things do we need to worry about when dealing with these kinds of things?
Well, with wood, there's code requirements for installing a wood-burning device. So that's important because if you get a spark or something, it can cause a fire. If you're using a gas appliance like natural gas or propane, the biggest safety thing is that there's no leaks in the pipes, and if you smell gas, you get out and call for help because we can have an explosion similar to what happened up in Some Prairie a year ago.
Absolutely. Where can we find some of those codes or regulations for wood burning?
Well, most of the time, if you're going to put a wood burning stove in, you're going to have a building permit, and the building inspector can help you with what those code requirements are. It's going to be a little different depending on where it goes, what type of building, and the municipalities may have different requirements.
Absolutely. Are there any dangers associated with choosing the wrong type of fuel or using wood that you shouldn't be using?
Well, the biggest challenge is with wood is getting dry wood, because if you have wet wood, it's not going to burn very well, it's going to smoke, and you're going to probably have neighborly complaints. There's not a wrong or right energy source. It's more of what you feel comfortable with and what's economical. Natural gas is going to be the cheapest source, but not everybody has natural gas available. Propane is probably the next cheapest. Wood is somewhere in there, depending on how much you pay for the wood. Some people think wood is free, but it's not. You either have to spend the time to cut it and split it and dry it, or you have to buy it. Heating oils could be the most expensive of the liquid fuels, and then electric, of course, is going to be the most expensive.
What resources are available for people looking for more information like this? Like, you've got a publication, right?
Yes, there's an extension publication on comparing energy sources. It's on the Learning Store website, and you can look it up, find it up there. If you look at and put in energy and comparing, and maybe Sanford as an author, and you should be able to find it. So there's also a website. It's wisconsinwoodenergy.org that also has information on using wood energy. And then there's also a website on energy use itself, various aspects of energy efficiency and stuff. And actually, I should point out that energy efficiency is often more cost-effective than changing energy sources to begin with. So, you know, changing lights, new furnace, et cetera, those often have a better payback or return on investment than switching to wood energy or some alternative energy source.
Awesome. We've been visiting today with Scott Sanford, Extension Outreach Specialist, University of Wisconsin-Madison, Division of Extension, and the College of Agricultural and Life Sciences, and I'm Adam Wigger.